We are going over the Psalms this time through. There's only a certain number of readings, and I've been preaching for 10 years. So I've done a lot of, you know. I just thought this year we could look at the Psalms. We have, as you just heard, Psalm 51. We had it yesterday, too. It's attributed to David. Those attributions are intuitive. They're not historical. Nobody is saying somebody took this down. David is the great exemplar of sin and repentance. Good at both. And we're good at the first, but not so good at the second very often. So this word of God, you see, is meant to help us. The refrain today was, create a clean heart in me. Lev tachor, bara li Elohim. Bara is the word for create. In the Bible, only God can bara. That word is never used with God, with anyone but God as the subject of the verb. So it's saying, only you can purify my heart. It's a work of creation. It's difficult as it is to create. Well, nothing's difficult for God, but you do the work. Creation cost him nothing. Pure heart cost him the cross. So that's the refrain, okay? But I want to go starting. We didn't do a lot of it done yesterday. Where he says, to you, you alone, I have sinned, and what is evil in your sight I have done. He acknowledges. I explained yesterday, this is a lawsuit. In that line, David says, if there's anything wrong in this relationship between you and me, God, it's on my side, not yours. There's nothing on your side but goodness and mercy. But on my side, to you, you alone have I sinned. Well, not you alone like nobody else. He sinned against Bathsheba. He sinned against Uriah, first by having adultery with his wife and then by having him murdered. Laka levatcha means, though those sins go right through my object, to you. And so I've done what is evil in your sight. So I acknowledge that, you see. And I acknowledge this, I think I did this yesterday as well, in order that you be tatzdik bedovreka, that you be tzedek, you be proven righteous in your word, in your sentence. If there's anything wrong in the relationship, it's on my side. Tzedek, justice, means having a right relationship, honoring the truth of the relationship. God always does that. He's our creator. He's our redeemer. He's our father. He always honors the truth of those relationships. But we don't. And therefore, he says here, see, that you might be proven tzedek in your judgments and pure, sinless, blameless, what in your judgment, your shofet. You see? And then, I've been a sinner since I was conceived. You see? Behold, in sin I was conceived. In sin my mother conceived me. Now, you love truth. You love emet. Truth, this is why I do all this. It's not just a lesson in Hebrew. Though, it wouldn't be bad if you learned Hebrew. I mean, I was seventh grade when I heard the teacher say, the Bible was written in Hebrew and Greek, and from that moment, I said, I've got to read it in Hebrew and Greek. And it bothered me until I did. You want to hear what he's really saying, don't you? Thérèse said the same thing. Thérèse Martin. Saint Thérèse. She said, if I'd have been a priest, I would study Hebrew and Greek so that I could read the word of God in the language that God deigned to express himself. I want to find out what he really said. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to do. You see, you love Emet, you see, hafasta, in the depths. It means you honor this true relationship when it's really there in the depths. Never mind the blah, 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 I love you, God, I want to obey you, God, have mercy on us, God. Never mind that stuff. In the heart, are you true? Are you firm? See, for this mind, truth is what is stable. We get the word amen from this word. Amen is the, you know, today in modern Hebrew, you say it's going to rain tomorrow. Be'emet? In truth, is it really going to happen? You see, it's like that. So you love that stability, you see, in the heart. Then in the secret of my own heart, teach me chokmah. You see, teach me wisdom. Nobody else can teach me that. Nobody else can teach me that. Why? Because it means knowing what's going on. Knowing, you see, that's why it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. What's going on? What's going on in my life? What's going on in this retreat today? What's going on in the world? What's going on with the government? What is God the Father thinking? And who is he? That's chokmah, you see. Teach me chokmah, you see. Wash me, purify me with the hyssop. Sprinkle me. Now that was a purifying rite. But he means, you purify me. And he says, I did. I sprinkled the blood of my son on you. You can be pure, holy, totally pleasing in my sight. Would you like that? Then obey me day by day. You can't do it, but I can. I can do it. I can purify you. You know, sometimes you can feel yourself being moved by the Holy Spirit, you know, to go like deeply against yourself. And you're saying, this is great, you know. I'm hardly doing this, and I'm getting credit for it. Just by yielding to the Holy Spirit. Well, it's going to cause pain. Yeah, that's right. Do you want it? Okay. And then you start going through it and you say, this is neat. I'm practicing virtue. And I'm getting credit for it. And the Holy Spirit is doing it. And I'm just yielding to it. Does it hurt you? Okay. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my avon. One of the words, there's lots of words for sin in Hebrew. One of them is this avon, which means twist. You see? Twist. Another one means like psha, rebellion, and so forth. So you see how beautiful this prayer is? God gives it to us. You want to repent? Look, I'll give you a psalm. I'll tell you what to say. And it goes on like that. The other only other line I want to look at right now, and then we have to get on with this, is later on he says, you never despise a broken and crushed heart. Well, what's a broken and crushed heart? You know what it is? It's the prayer of the guy in the back of the temple. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's a broken and contrite heart. Jesus had one. Because he carried our sins. When he tells that parable, read it. and then listen to his heart. Can you hear how excited he is? There's somebody who gets it. Oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. There, he gets it. And Jesus, the sinless, pure, almighty Son of God, he's identified with him. He likes that. He knows how to pray that way. So, because he's a member of a sinful race, and the sin is going to be lifted by his blood. Well, they're starting to run out on me. I guess I better quit. But this is a precious psalm. If you're going to memorize one psalm, memorize this one. Okay, let's stand and pray.